Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO in Juneau. I'm Yvonne Crumry. A Juneau man has died in a Seattle hospital after a City and Borough of Juneau employee driving a city-owned truck struck him as he was lying in the drive-through lane of a bank in the Mendenhall Valley, police and city officials say. Police identified the man who died as 38-year-old Armando Sanchez. The incident happened early in the morning of June 1st. Juneau Police Department spokesperson Aaron Calvera says the driver told police that he did not realize Sanchez was there on the ground when his front bumper and tire struck him.
The man who was operating the Chevy truck, we found that he was not impaired, he was not injured, and there was no relationship between the person who was struck by the truck and the person who was operating the truck.
Police say that immediately after the incident, Sanchez could sit up and talk and had some abrasions on his back. He was brought to Bartlett Regional Hospital that day and later was medevaced to Seattle for further treatment. Police say they learned on Tuesday that Sanchez had died. Calvera says she could not say if his death was due to the injuries from the collision.
We're going to be waiting for autopsy results, so there's a variety of information that we're still collecting to help with the investigation to determine with some finality what occurred.
The city employee driving the truck has not been identified by police and has not been charged. City Manager Katie Kester told KTOO that the city is conducting an internal investigation of the incident. Calvera says the police are also continuing to investigate what happened. And Silver Bay Seafoods has purchased Trident's processing plant in False Pass, the small fishing community in Unimak Island in the Eastern Aleutians. That's according to a joint statement from the two seafood companies last week. Trident Seafoods sent shockwaves to the fishing industry when it announced in December that it was selling several of its plants around the state and delaying construction of its new flagship facility in Dutch Harbor by at least a year. This is KTOO.